This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what the best invitation is to receive this holiday. As each day goes by, I'm getting more and more into the Christmas spirit. And I'm so proud of myself because my Christmas tree is already up. And this is a first for me because it's never up this early. Michigan Avenue in Chicago is already beautifully lit and the storefronts are prettier than ever. Yet while the commercial side of Christmas has its place, as followers of Christ, it's important for us to truly celebrate him. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about the early Christians we read about in the book of Acts. So they were asked to spread the good news about Christ, and these Christians were not trained teachers or preachers. They were just ordinary people like you and me. Yet the power of Christ was evident in their lives. So there are people who don't have an intimate relationship with God, but they watch us and study our relationship with him. They listen to how we go on and on talking about him, how it was nobody but God who did it for us. And they want that. And so the best invitation this season is to offer someone in need the invitation of Christ. We do this, we can't go wrong. So I'm asking you today, are your actions an invitation for someone to accept Christ, or maybe to be even inspired to go deeper with him? And as you think about that, remember these words: let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let your actions be an invitation to Christ.